Oh, good, a petition.
Oh, let's cross the street.
Why?
I hate being accosted on the street. Besides, what difference is one signature going to make?
That's the same as saying that one vote doesn't make a difference.
It is not.
Yes, it is. When I was collecting signatures to end the war, if everybody had crossed to the other side of the street, if they had signed it, we would have saved a lot of lives.
No, that was different.
Allie, how do you know? You haven't even read it. If you don't stand up for what you believe in, then you get what you deserve.
All right, all right, all right. You're so right, Kate. This is something I believe in.
Do we get to vote on what color we'd like to paint the hydrants? Arthur?
Oh, hi, Kate. Have a seat. I'll be with you in just a second.
Thanks. Thanks for seeing me after work.
Well, you said you had a toothache.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not really a toothache. It's really more just like a discomfort. Actually, it's not even a discomfort. I think it's gone. Hey, maybe I should come back another time.
Well, don't chicken out on me, Kate. I haven't tortured anyone all day.
Where's Melinda?
She left early.
Oh.
Why?
Well, she and I usually talk girl talk to take my mind off impending doom.
Oh, I'll talk girl talk with you. Did you know there's a half-price sale on better dresses at Bergdorf?
How did you know?
That's why Melinda left early. But would you do me a favor?
Sure, come back on another day.
Nah, would you watch the store while I go down to the lobby and buy a pack of cigarettes?
Okay. You know, Arthur, you really should quit smoking.
You know, Kate, you really should see me twice a year.
It's a draw. Dr. Hudson's office.
Kate, is that you?
Allie?
What are you doing answering the phone?
Oh, the receptionist left early. Did you know there was a half-price sale on better dresses at Bergdorf's?
I don't need a better dress. I need wallpaper paste. I'm running out. Would you pick me up some on your way home?
Okay.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Don't hang up, Allie. Talk to me.
Why?
Because I'm lonely and scared.
Where's your dentist?
He went to the lobby. That's why I'm lonely.
Isn't he coming back?
That's why I'm scared.
Stop being a baby.
Don't wanna.
Well, then go play by yourself. I've got to get back to my paste before it turns to cement.
Okay. Uh-oh!
What?
The lights just went off here. Did they go out where you are?
No.
Oh, good. Then it's probably not a blackout. It's probably just a fuse or something. What should I do?
Well, first of all, don't panic. It's dark, that's all.
Allie, you don't understand. It's not just dark. It's pitch black dark. I can't see my hand in front of my face.
You've seen your hand before.
Oh, Allie, don't kid with me. I'm really scared.
Okay, okay. Where are you?
I'm in the reception room.
Okay, go into the dentist's office and stand by the window until the lights come back on.
He doesn't have a window.
What kind of a dentist doesn't have a window?
The kind with an inside office. That's what kind of a dentist.
Kate, you're getting hysterical.
Allie, I am in a blackout in a dentist's office. My two worst nightmares are both happening at the same time.
Okay, okay, leave the office.
All right, I'll leave.
Good, I'll see you at home.
Don't hang up.
Why?
What if the whole building is out? I could be stuck in the dark on the 22nd floor.
Kate, my paste is hardening.
Just stay on the phone, and if I don't come back in 5 minutes, hang up.
Okay.
Okay, I'm leaving.
Good.
I'm putting down the phone.
Will you leave already?
I just left.
Ow!
Kate? Kate, is that you?
Oh, Allie, I just broke my shin on this coffee table.
Don't do that to me!
Next time I maim myself, I'll try to keep it down.
Kate, my wallpaper is beginning to look corrugated. Please leave.
Okay, don't hang up.
I won't.
All right, I'm leaving.
I wonder paper hangers charge as much as they do.
Allie!
What?
I was right. The whole building is out.
Can you find the stairs?
You want me to feel my way down 22 flights of stairs?
Kate, just sit tight. Why don't you find the sofa, lie down, and take a nap until this whole thing is over?
Take a nap in an emergency?
What emergency?
It's pitch black! Okay. There's the coffee table.
Allie, I found the couch.
Good for you.
Yeah, I'm lying down.
Good.
Oh, I don't know. I panicked. You know all the things you hear about happening in a blackout.
The only thing I hear about happening in a blackout is that 9 months later, the birth rate increases.
What about looting?
That's TV sets, not dental floss. Look, Kate, I've got to get back to my wallpaper. My flowers are on the bias.
Okay, but hurry.
Okay.
Hello? Anybody there?
Hello?
Hello?
Where are you?
I don't know. Where are you?
I'm here. Follow the sound of my voice.
Okay. I can't follow your voice if you don't talk.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Give me your tired, your poor.
Your huddled masses yearning to breathe free.
Entertaining yourself?
There's somebody here. He's following the sound of my voice. Your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. What's next?
The wretched refuse of your teeming shore.
Right. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore.
Hi, I'm here.
Oh.
Send them, the homeless tempest tossed to me.
That's okay, Allie. He's here.
Oh, good. I was getting a lump in my throat.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, I'm talking on the phone to a friend. Welcome.
You don't know how lonely it is out there in the dark.
I don't. I am as happy to see you, well, or not see you, as you are not to see me. I'm Kate McCardle.
George Pratt.
Ow! Watch out for the coffee table.
Oh, thanks.
Kate, now that you have company, can I get back to my wallpaper? If this piece dries crooked, the whole room's going to be on a slant.
Allie, if wallpapering is so difficult, why don't you just call a professional?
Put the paste on the wall.
You're kidding.
What?
He said put the paste on the wall.
It is on the wall, and the floor, and my bed. Put him on.
She wants to talk to you.
Where's the phone? Ow!
Sorry, look, why don't you guys talk on that one? I'll try to find the one in Arthur's office.
Hello?
Hi, if I put the paste on first, how do I get the paper on? Hold it in front of me and run to the wall?
Roll it tight, inside out, and then start at the top.
Hello, am I talking into a telephone or an X-ray machine?
Inhale and hold it, please.
Allie, I want to go home.
And I want to go to Madison Square Garden.
Why?
I got two great tickets to the Knicks game.
There's no such thing.
Hey, I love Ewing.
Oh, me too. If anyone can do it, he can pull it out.
Tonight, for sure. It's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
How old are you?
How old do I look?
How would I know?
37. I need the treat. It's a rough birthday.
Why?
40's just around the corner. I'm starting to look back over my life and see what I've accomplished.
Boy, if I did that, I'd never reach 40.
Come on, you guys. Look on the upside.
What upside?
Well, Allie, you've got two great kids. George, have you got any kids?
Nope. No kids. No wife.
How come you never married?
Allie!
Well, I lived with someone for a few years, but she didn't believe in marriage.
Oh. What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Will there be any more questions, officer?
Just making conversation.
Hello? Anybody here?
Oh, there's someone else out in the hall. I'll go get him. Bye, Allie. Good luck with the papering. Back in a minute, Kate.
Okay.
Kate?
Yeah?
Are we alone?
Yeah, why?
Invite him to dinner.
Why?
He's 37, single, he's an engineer. You want another reason? He can wallpaper. Invite him.
You mean to tell me you would actually con a guy into wallpapering your bedroom on his birthday?
You bet!
Oh, I'm ashamed of you.
Kate, give me your tired, your poor.
Your huddled mass is yearning to breathe free. I better go. I'll call you back.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The wretched refuse of your teeming shores.
Okay, I'm here.
What happened to the other guy?
Disappeared. Guess he didn't like the sound of my voice.
Why? You have a kind voice.
Oh, yeah? Check me as the time approaches for the game and we're still here.
Well, at least we've got a phone. Why didn't you call whoever was going with you and tell him what happened?
Nobody's going with me. My brother's got the flu. My father hates basketball, and I hate my brother-in-law. Why don't you come with me?
You don't even know me.
So what? I'll get to know you at the game. Come on, it's my birthday, and I'm in need of company. What do you say?
Okay, I'll make you a deal. I'll let you take me to the basketball game if you let me take you home to have dinner with me and Allie.
Sure Allie won't mind?
Mind? She'll be thrilled.
Terrific.
Better than terrific. It's a date. Wow, talk a bunch of perfect timing.
Surprised?
At what?
That I'm the same color with the lights on as I was with the lights off.
A little bit. Why didn't you mention it before?
Are you kidding? What would you have said if you knew you were stuck in the dark with a black man?
Nothing.
And would you have agreed to go to the Knicks game with me?
Of course.
You're that colorblind?
I hope I am.
You're one very unusual lady.
You know, I don't get it. If you thought that I wouldn't go to the game with you because you were black, why did you ask me?
I wanted to see what would happen when the lights came on.
Yeah? What did you think would happen?
Well, that you'd squirm for a while. Then you'd come up with some excuse that you couldn't go.
No excuse.
Great.
And there's no excuse for you playing with people like that.
Agreed.
You know, you don't look 37.
Well, you know what they say. Black don't crack.
Come on, let's call Allie.
Well, let me say it to her, okay?
Say what?
What else? Guess who's coming to dinner?
Allie, I'd like you to meet George Platt.
Hi, George. I'm so glad Kate invited you. Come in, kids. This is George. Emma, Jenny, and Chip.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, can you fix my computer?
What's the matter with it?
It died.
What kind is it?
The dead kind.
I've got one of those. You want me to take a look at it?
Yeah.
Chip, the man just walked in.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Well, he's nice. Not exactly what I expected.
Yeah, he is nice. He's going to take me to the Knicks game right after dinner.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Why wow?
Well, I don't know. I just never thought of you as dating a black man.
Well, I'm not dating him, Allie. It's his birthday. He didn't want to go to the game alone, that's all.
Oh.
Yeah, in exchange for the tickets, I'm treating him to dinner here.
You mean I'm treating him to dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what did the dentist do to your tooth?
Oh, my God, we left before he got there. I completely forgot why I was there.
Well, I know what's wrong with the computer.
What?
The plug was out of the wall.
Boy, it takes an engineer. Thank you.
Glad to do it. Gave you two the time to discuss the fact that I'm black.
You know, I don't really know what to say to that.
Relax, Allie. George just enjoys putting people on the spot.
I do.
Well, in that case, you're not really black. You're more of a warm cocoa.
Oh.
Speaking of cocoa, you want something to drink?
Gin and tonic?
Sure.
Mom, after dinner, will you help us with our math?
Oh, I can't, sweetie. After dinner, George is taking me to the Knicks game.
Would one of you girls run upstairs and get me a tablecloth out of the closet?
Sure, I'll do it. I'll help her.
They're so close.
Oh.
Your mom's dating a black guy? That's so cool.
I know. It's awesome.
I think my sister must have beat me up at least once a week till I turned 14.
Then what happened?
I got back from camp, 3 inches taller, 20 pounds heavier, and with a fully developed stare of danger.
Want a cognac?
Yeah, quick one. Thanks. Great apartment.
Oh, thanks. Allie really gets all the credit. She's the decorator. Before she moved in here, Emma and I had this place looking like a girl's locker room. I'm not really the domestic type.
Yeah. Neither was Jeannie. When we split up, my going away present to her was all the takeout menus in the neighborhood.
Do you miss her?
Yeah. I thought we were going to be the Bill Cosby show, but instead, divorce court.
You guys weren't married, were you?
In my heart, I was.
Oh, I know the feeling. I couldn't believe it when my marriage broke up, and I was the one that walked out.
What's going on with women nowadays? I mean, what do they want?
Everything. Careers, kids, family, marriage, Chippendales. Our own jockey underwear.
Hey, leave us something, okay?
All right, you guys can have cigars and mustache wax.
Great.
Now, look on the bright side. We help support the family. We wrestle with the big decisions. We bear the burdens. It's not a bad arrangement.
You sure?
Don't test my faith. I'm as nervous about it as you are.
A toast. To our brave new world. May we all survive it.
All right.
I better get going. I had a great time, Kate.
Me too.
Well, let's do it again.
Okay.
How about this Friday night? I know a great Cajun restaurant. Mm. Food like fire.
This Friday night? All right.
Great. Good night.
Good night.
Friday.
Friday. Allie! Allie, you asleep? Allie, are you asleep?
Not anymore.
Would you call me a bigot?
Okay, you're a bigot. Good night.
You really mean it?
Oh, Kate, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. Can we talk tomorrow?
Allie, do you remember when you had that stomach virus? Who was it who stayed up with you all night?
I knew I was going to have to pay for that one. What do you want to know?
Am I a bigot?
I have known you most of your life. I have never heard a bigoted word. Why, have you been thinking them all along?
No.
Then it's settled.
Good night, Allie.
Why? What happened with you and George?
Well, he asked me to go out with him Friday night.
Yeah?
And I said yes.
Yeah?
And he kissed me.
Yeah?
And I clutched. I mean, as long as we were just friends, you know, everything was fine. But the minute he started to think of me as a date, I got nervous. Think that makes me a bigot?
How should I know? I get nervous when any man's interested in me.
Would you go out with a black man?
Jenny and Emma asked me the same question.
Well, what did you tell them?
The same thing I'm telling you.
Would you?
If you asked me that question a year ago, I would have known the answer. Now I'm not so sure. What are you going to do?
Definitely going to go out with him.
Wow.
Well, anything else would be creepy.
Yeah. Wow.
Will you stop saying wow? You're making me nervous.
Wow.
Hi. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. I was early. Boy, it really smells good in here.
You hungry?
Oh, you bet.
They do a terrific jambalaya here.
Good. I love jambalaya. Right after that burning sensation goes away, I love jambalaya.
You look great.
Thanks. You do, too.
Thanks.
Have you been?
I'm fine. How about you?
Oh, listen. I had to work straight through lunch, took about 1,000 phone calls, took the subway over here and sat next to a leaner.
Mm. Sounds like we could both use a good dinner.
Yeah. With good company.
Thanks. How do you like your food?
It's great.
Good. Good. Glad you like it.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to say...
No, I was just going to ask you. That was...
You were saying?
You go first.
No, please.
I was just going to ask you what that was.
Okra.
Oh!
Cross.
What were you going to say?
When?
Before.
Oh.
Craw.
I forget. Roll?
Oh, thanks. Oh!
Craw?
No. It's my tooth.
What about it?
You know that filling that was loose? It's coming out.
Oh, is there anything I can do?
Yeah, quick, go to dental school.
Oh, that bad?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, you've got to go to the dentist. Waiter?
Look, my dentist is not going to see me at this time of night.
That's all right. Mine will. He has to.
Why?
He's married to my sister. Get your coat.
Thanks a lot, George. You really saved my life.
Well, your tooth anyway.
Well, your brother-in-law gave me so much Novocaine that I could barely talk.
Now, if he could just do that to my sister, he'd be a happy man.
Don't make me laugh. You want some coffee and brandy?
Yeah.
Sorry I ruined your evening.
Well, it was a little strained anyway.
I know. Sorry.
You're sorry. I'm the one who's sorry.
No, it was my fault.
That's sweet. but I know it was my fault. See, I never dated a white woman before, and I guess I was a little more nervous than I thought I'd be.
Wait a minute. I'm the one who's supposed to say that.
You never dated a white woman either?
Black me an idiot.
Don't call me an idiot.
You know, when we were just going out, not on a date, everything was so easy, so nice.
Right. You know, the other night when I kissed you, I walked out that door and suddenly I had an anxiety attack. It was like I was a teenager again doing something I wasn't supposed to.
My God, that's so true. I mean, if a kiss could throw us like that, imagine what a relationship could do.
Guess I can't have a relationship with you.
Because I'm white.
No, because you talk funny.
Be serious.
Seriously, could you ever be relaxed and unselfconscious enough to ever date me?
I don't know.
Well, neither do I. And it's a shame because there's another Knicks game this Wednesday.
And we're going to go, only Dutch this time.
Great.
George?
Yeah?
Do you think we're bigots?
No. I think we're almost 40 years old.
Wait a minute. I may be a lot of things, but I am not almost 40 years old.
How old are you?
38. And suddenly I am so ashamed of my generation.
Face it, we're a conservative group.
The hell we are. We're Kennedy's children. We changed the world.
Past tense. Now we're nice, comfortable, middle-aged conservatives who don't break the rules.
Boy, do I hate that a lot.
Doesn't thrill me either.
Well, I guess I'd rather be conservative than bigoted. But I'd rather be dead than conservative.
Those are the choices.
You know, it was just a couple of years ago that I handcuffed myself to a cop,
no,
and now...
No, it wasn't almost a couple of years ago. It was 20 years ago.
No, it wasn't, George. It was 1960... Oh, boy. I'm in trouble. I'm so fast.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, you are more depressing than this Novocaine.
You know, don't be depressed. I mean, we're too old for certain things, but we're not exactly our own parents either.
Jenny and Emma thought it was really fabulous that you and I were going out. Maybe their kids won't even notice the difference.
To our brave new world.
I'll drink to that.
Will you cheer up? You're not middle-aged.
Are you sure? When does middle age begin, anyway?
Well, according to the Bible, we get 70. That makes 70.
Yeah.
Divided by 4.
By 4.
4 seasons of life. 4 into 70 makes...
17 and a half.
Okay. That means spring ends when you're 17.
Uh-huh. And the summer ends when you're 34. So, well, I'm in the autumn of my life.
No, 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 wait a minute. Life expectancy has gone up since biblical times.
To what?
I don't know.
Well, call the library and find out.
Well, not.
You're only a little bit younger than I am.
I'll call the library.
Just when you think there's no one around who's caring, along comes a friend who offers a hand in sharing. Then things start looking fine. Sometimes tears and sorrow are all the things you've got. Just when you think you're all by yourself, you're not.